Back and we back. You already know what time it is. Friday Night Live. Big Black in the building. We're in the building. It's just truly starting off roll call, man. Celestine, where you at?
Yo, yo, what's up, what's up?
Steve-O, where you at?
In the words of Zero, one deep, niggas.
Real, where you at, man?
What's good? I'm over here off of a few quay in the Beltway. Let's get it down, baby.
Nigga by my old hood, okay.
hey, Sean was a blue on blue uniform type nigga.
Oh boy.
Hey, make sure Kim hear that. You was a blue on blue uniform.
She knew about my demons.
I thought y'all color was green.
She knows about my demons.
Got the blue shorts on with the blue color too,
dog. Hey, she knows about my past. She knows about my demons.
Hey, Sean, you had the band-aid on your shit, bro?
Oh no, no sir, no, I know, no, no band-aid. Nigga was straight session, bro.
But anyway, man. We're gonna talk about, since we in H-Town, man, we're gonna talk about what's trending right now all over the world. Two Houston legends, Trey the Truth, Zero the Don. Man, there was a fight that was released on TMZ earlier this week, which it showed one of our ABN members jumping Trey. There was a video that was released today by TMZ, that showed the whole video. Now, in between then, you had Trey come out with a damage control video, but you was talking about, hey man, there's so many different variables, you know, what you see is not everything. We didn't talk, we didn't walk it out, like we all good. But what people are seeing today was Trey was alleged, was involved in the jumping as well. He's seen throwing punches. How do you guys feel? How do you guys think this is gonna impact Houston? Steve, I'm gonna start with you, man.
That boy on the crown already, man. Come on, man.
You know I'm on it, man.
Now, y'all already know. Steven already on
it. He already talking slow.
You already know I'm on it. Hey, bro. Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Hey, bro, man. You already know how I feel about it. So first, like I was telling my wife, man. So, check this out. I'm a fan of Zero as an artist, right? But as a person, I'm not really big on a fan of Zero. But when I heard what happened and when I looked at the video and I seen that he was in hurdle position on the floor, I told my wife, I said, hey, Zero got jumped. I said, either he was drunk or he got jumped. I said, because why in hell if you fighting one-on-one are you in a hurdle position? You know what I'm saying? On both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so what's up? You know what I mean? And then so when the video came, when I seen Trey the Truth just put the video out, it just all seemed like he was trying to fix it up and whatnot. But now that this new video has come out, everything that Zero said happened. And yeah. You know, I appreciate what Trey you know does for the community and stuff like that. But you know, seeing that happen, it's unacceptable. And you know, I think this would have been a real crazy situation if Zero or one of Zero's, you know, confidants would have pulled out a gun and sprayed him. You know what I'm saying? Because this situation could have went left quickly. You got five people fighting on one nigga, man. Like, I don't understand where in the G log is this acceptable? Is this just?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be able to say, oh, we have to do, etc. No, it was five of you dudes on one dude. And then people were saying, oh, Zero got back up trying to fix this L. I salute Zero because Zero like, hey, man, shit, five of y'all just hit me. I'm still not going down, man. What's up? You know what I mean? So, I see, like I said, I wasn't a big fan of Trey Truth YouTube anyway. But, you know, I like I said, all the relief gang stuff he does is cool, but he's fraud in my eyes now, man. Fraud. You know what I mean? Fraud.
Hey, Real, go ahead, man.
I'm just saying, like, for the first time y'all ever hear me agree with my brother, Steven, on this one, man, even when he on that shit, I fucking agree. Like, ain't no way I'm over here having an altercation with my family, with my blood, whatever it is. If it's a family problem and we throwing hands and you decide you want to jump, you, like I said before, you're going to find yourself on the receiving end of this ass whooping. It's going to go from 5-on-1 to 2-on-4 real quick. And that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Once again, I agree. Like, even back in the day with the ABN, I wasn't a fan of Trey. I'm going to be honest with you. I was more of a Zero fan. Zero was more better as an MC as me, as far as music goes. But same, like, when you look down and you see Zero in the cradle position, hands covered, who's taking headshots, and Trey just sitting back letting the nigga do that to his cousin, regardless of what's going on, like, nah, grandma would not be happy about this shit.
Facts.
First of all, you gotta think about what grandma would want. Grandma wouldn't want her babies on camera on TMZ fighting like they little kids on the playground. Please. Nah, y'all not at no event that 56.
Do we lose him?
You know, my boy in football, he got to be extra, extra careful.
Nah, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Nah, but like 50 Cent brought an event to Houston, and 50 been talking so much about Houston, about what the community is doing to him and embracing him, and then y'all niggas going to do this shit like y'all. Like, y'all ain't got no sense. Come on, bro. You do relief game. You doing all this positive shit. But when it comes to being one with your family, you got to show that division. And mama always said, you don't show the world your dirty laundry.
Thanks. Hey, Celestine, how you feel about it, bro?
Woo! Man, dude. There go Texas, man. Like, yeah. Yeah. If you a fan of Texas rap, man, like, people had, growing up, some people had Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, Robin, you know, Pokemon, you know. But for those down here in Texas, man, we Zero and Trey, that was one hell of a duo. Zero, Screwed Up Click, Trey, Swisher House, like,
it's based for the South Side.
Bro, like come on now. Like, we, like Pimp C said, man, we got to cut the monkey shit out, man. But like, I think I saw the video what Trey did. He tried to explain his side, and he was saying, you know, this stuff been going on for years, and this is family business and whatever. Dude, if you family and we got some beef, bro, ain't nobody else gonna get involved in our beef. I'm not finna let I don't care how cool I am with this nigga, bro. I'm not finna let you, no nigga, jump on my family, you know. And me sneak my leaks in too. Like that's some old shit, bro. That's some old shit. And that's just a personification what it's turned into right now. No longer is Houston home with the players and pimps, cornballs. And niggas like jump, bro. So,
hey, man,
sorry, but like that's some low shit there right there, cuz.
No. Right?
Hey, so my take on it is this, man, and I'm just gonna be real with y'all, right? So, I think with Trey, we look at Trey as like a liaison between the hip hop community and, you know, just getting out there and being a humanitarian, showing people that rappers are more than just people who spit and flows and doing other things. He, like I said, relief gang, always jumping out there doing the best things. I think we forget that he's a rapper. You know, rapper have these tendencies, but it's no excuse for what happened. I do feel like it was a sucker, like it's 5-on-1. Like, somebody get a jump, man, like that's uncalled for. And it sucks that, you know, it even looks like, if you watch the video, it looks like Trey was, like, still getting ready to jump at Zero. When Zero was getting up trying to fight the dude, you know? And I just feel like like they're gonna need some, cause like, you know, monkey on the, you know, we're not bringing up the past. I've been there, right? So they're gonna need some. They're gonna need some type of redemption. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna need someone mm-hmm. there that, you know, that they're gonna have to have that conversation. If they don't have that conversation, man, and me and Steven can tell y'all, like, we've been there, right? They're gonna have to have that conversation, and they're gonna have to come to like some realization. And it's gonna take some time, man, but at the end of the day, you gotta recognize that's your brother. And then the guy that, it's crazy because the guy that was beating on Zero, that's Trey's blood brother. So
yeah,
it's really a family situation. You know what I'm saying? So and I think in the world we live in where social media, everybody wanna take their phones out, nothing happens in private no more. Like Steven and Sean, y'all gotta remember, Terrell, you weren't there. Steven and Sean, y'all remember we was at Five Guys at ACC?
Yes, sir.
ACC, like, y'all can imagine if that shit was on social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit was crazy, bro. Like, when I look back and I'm like, damn, that shit was crazy. So, that's my take on it, guys.
100, man. Yeah, man.
I would say that in a different world, what I would have been okay with was if they was in the backyard somewhere private. They lined up, and everybody took a fade. Personal just lined that shit up, took a 60-second fade or 90-second fade, whatever, and ended it right there. That I would respect that shit. I would have been mad at that, especially if everybody had a problem with bro. If everybody had a personal beef, but like whether that was Trey's brother and he was locked up or whatever, and you doing all that, nah, bro, you just showing out for the gram, cause you got bitches there and shit, bro. Like, why you out there fighting? You got females there. Like, why do niggas fight when there's females around?
Yeah,
they don't just young nigga shit.
Bro, and you know, Willie B, Zero did an interview with Willie B, and
Starface, I gotta watch that.
Yeah, and he did an interview with Willie B and Starface, and you know, they got on his ass too. You know what I mean? Because he was telling them about the whole situation with Jayton, who was Straight the Truth's brother, when I was hitting him, and they went to jail over some stuff, basically because Zero was trying to protect Jayton. And when you look at the way Jayton is talking, you can tell that he's lying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because from Zero's standpoint, the way Zero was talking, Zero was saying stuff that, you know, you would think, okay, hey, man, you know, he had the opportunity to snitch. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wore that jacket. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, I lost all respect for Trey the Truth, man, to be honest, bro. Because like I said, you don't do stuff like Sterling said, we've done some stuff in public, you know, fought each other in public, shit like that. But thinking like now, if you think me and Sterling about disrespect each other in front of like outside of y'all, like in front of the public. Fuck that. If anybody now if anybody try to get between me and Sterling or try to like put us against each other, like we on their ass. You know what I'm saying?
That energy goes quick.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's how it goes. You know what I mean? And I don't think Zero Trey get clearance because that's his family, man. That's fucked up, bro. That's really fucked up, bro.
Yeah. Now, and I think too, like, not to stay on it, but I think you got to think about all the stuff that Trey the Truth has done. And this is what happens is that, you know, you do damage control, but then you're in these kids' schools. You hosting these events for these schools. And you're reaching all these kids and doing all these things. And like I said,
what are they supposed to think?
Yeah, nah, but, you know, that's the thing about social media and us just being humans. We fall short. You know, we could be doing the most amazing things and one mistake out of rage or just out of anger or just out of stupidity, and you've lost a lot of stuff. And you got to think about it. He's somebody that's in my life. And so I just think Trey will have to, you know, and then it wouldn't be so bad, y'all, if Trey fessed up to him hitting Zero and jumping Zero. But now that this second video is out, man, like, I'm with Steven, man. It's not. He's gonna have to, I mean, I think his, cause like y'all said it yourselves, Trader Truth, like, versus Zero. Zero slaughtered that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he'll slaughter him. Trader Truth doesn't have a catalog, to be honest.
Nah. And his best song was Zero.
Yeah, it's based off Zero. So I think if he wants to still do what he do, he's going to have to, Zero's going to have to agree to do that picture that they okay.
Yeah. They got to do that celebrity boxing match. No one gloves, go 12 rounds, and drop fucking any of that money that they earn from that fight. Got to go to like some shit.
Yeah. But you know what? And my bad, I try to cut you off, Sterling.
Well, you good, man.
But you know, could we compare Trey to Nipsey a lot, bro? You know what I'm saying? But it's certain things that is the reason why Nipsey, as a humanitarian, is separated from many. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because yeah, most definitely.
You don't see Nipsey doing some shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Period. And I think that, like you said, Trey Truth has authority. He has a lot of respect from the youngins. And so them seeing him do some clown ass shit like that, I can only imagine what some of these dudes about to do in the West, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, but let's get to the next topic, man. So, you got a rapper, The Game, just came out with an album, Dramatic. I think we all gave it a few thumbs down. But I think Terrell's the only one supporting that. But the Game said a statement. He said the statement, he said, Young Boy is the new Tupac. He said, Lil Durk and Lil Baby are the new Nas and Jay-Z. Celestine, how do you feel about it, man?
He a damn fool. I think, honestly, when he does shit like that, I mean, it don't surprise me anymore because he has a track record of just doing this kind of stuff just try to build relevancy. I don't want to say relevancy, that's kind of disrespectful, you know, but it's like, why are you reaching so hard? Like, do you honestly believe what you say? I didn't see the interview when he said that. And, you know, sometimes people post memes or they post videos, but they don't post the whole thing. So I don't know in what context he said it. I don't know where it came from. But to put Baby, NBA, and Dirk, same sentence with Tupac and Nas on principle. That's a violation, dog. And just because you a rapper and you got this voice, you think you're scared of you, whatever. I don't know, bro. Like this, that's not it. That's not it, bro. You just can't spew bullshit.
Can't spew it. Hey, Steve-O, how you feel about it?
Thanks, man. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all hear me, bro? Yeah, man. I mean. The Game, bro. Game, yeah. Really, man, I'm not surprised at all. He's using the Kanye way of doing things. The same shit to, I guess, cause controversy. Game cannot believe what he's saying, actually. I mean, the dude, if he felt like Tupac, NBA Youngboy was the Tupac of this generation, he would have paid the boys the $200,000 that he asked for that feature. You know what I'm saying? instead, he took the song off the album, and that was the hardest song on the album, if you ask me, man. I just think that, I don't think Game believes what he's saying. I just think he's saying stuff to, I guess, keep a buzz on him, like he is, because we're talking about it, right? But I just think that, you know, I don't know. Dude is weird.
Hey, T, how you feel about it, man?
T?
Probably getting ready. Hey, everybody might say something else.
But we're going to pull it over time.
My take.
Hold on, man.
Oh, there he go. There he go.
Ain't nobody crying. Listen. What bro said, what he's talking about, do I agree with it? No. But the details in that interview, what he said was, as far as the young boys in the game and the fans today, they don't know Tupac. So then they're gonna say young boy over Tupac. They're gonna say Lil Durk over Nas or Lil Baby over Jay-Z. Which, and it's true, a lot of young guys are singing. Like I said, do I agree? No, because there's more to them than that. Then, like, you know, popularity and all of that. They connect more with those artists than they do with the Tupac or Jay-Z or Nas.
They don't even connect with the artists, they just connect with the beats.
But that's it. Like I said last show, is it the artist's fault or is it the fans' fault? Because the fans are the ones that are keeping them going.
Well, not when you have somebody spewing bullshit like that. I gotta put that on the artist on that one, man.
But the fans is buying it though.
No, the hell we ain't.
No, we not. We not.
This is all I've been saying since day one, man.
We not buying that shit. We not putting that shit on our playlist. But hey, man, these other niggas is.
You can't keep going for the consumer, bro.
And I think, so in my opinion, like, what you got to look at is this, though. In this new generation, and we might not feel as if YB, Durk, or Lil Baby are the new faces, right? Because we're like, man, nobody could ever be as lyrical as Nas. Or nobody could ever have the subliminals of Jay-Z. Or nobody could tell a story like Jay-Z. Or nobody could just create and paint a picture like Pac. Because we're thinking, because we live through that, right? Mm-hmm. But I think when you look at this generation, like we said, and I'm sorry, like, and I think the only person like that could talk, and that's why he's doing a great job, is Steven. He has a son, and then Terrell, you're about to have one. I think when you look at these young boys, fear, you see fear, right? Like, not from them, but they're capable of doing because of the things that are going on. So, now is the time, especially like us growing up, if you didn't have a father figure, it was very detrimental. But I think now, at these times that we're living in, and then the music that's so accessible to these kids, if they don't have father figures, man, we're talking about Demon X. You know what I'm saying? Like, these boys are about to be crazy.
Worse.
Right?
Worse.
Worse is worse, right?
Yeah,
so I think, man, like, it's sad to say it, but when you look, and I'm just gonna be honest, T and Steven, like, y'all sons might think young boy is the Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Which is scary because when you think about what Tupac was talking about, you know, he had his gangster moments and stuff like that, but Tupac always talked about life. But when you talk about young boy and what these boys are rapping about is drug, shoot, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's really important that you have a strong male figure, but I feel like I can't bash these young men, but I feel like the game is not the person who should be saying that. Because even though you feel like, oh yeah, I gotta adapt to these young boys or whatever, like, you should not be the one to say that. You should be having some type of, because I don't see Jay-Z saying that. I don't see Rick Ross or Nas. I don't see them saying that. I hear them saying like, hey man, yeah, I'm gonna get a game to the young boys, but I don't hear them saying no shit like that. It's weird.
It's very weird, bro.
Yeah, hey.
Oh yeah, no, man. Yeah, man. I definitely agree with you, right? And you right on that, man. Like you said, the way some of these new artists are rapping, bro. Like, talk about killing the ops and the ops that are dead. Talk about them too. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that was unfamiliar before Gucci Mane. You know what I mean? So, I think that it's scary because, you know, they're giving them a soundtrack to this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, yep.
Yeah, no facts, man. And I think, like, and I think that's when y'all hear too. Like, do y'all hear that these dudes be writing songs, talk about some, smoking on that Reggie, or smoking on that Terrell? You know what I'm saying? I'm smoking on that Tawan. They talk about dead people, bro. Like, what's wrong with these niggas?
That shit weird, bro.
I don't, man. Like, bruh, I don't see. But Sean, do you worked at a school, man? Do you kind of like when you be looking at these young boys, you be like, man, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, man. You know, I do my community service. I go talk to them. I'm like, I like, okay, what's going on? Like, what do you like? Tell me, what do you hear when you listen to this Buddha?
Yeah,
and they just look at it, and some of them we talk about music, and the other ones they're just like, I don't know, man, it just sounds good. I don't agree with what they're saying, but it's just, you know, the beat, man.
That's also because a lot of these young niggas, when they listen to this new rap and they listening to the young boys and they listening to all of the trap and the drill, the rage rap or whatever. So for one, these are probably their inner thoughts liking this shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna sit here and say that I listen to Youngboy because I don't. I'm not gonna sit here and say that I listen to Lil Baby all day, but I don't. It's so like I said, for as far as impact and what they can relate to and all of that, a lot of these people they can't relate to the Tupacs and to the Nas's. A lot of them can't, even though they're more relatable. Like a lot of these guys are relatable, but Tupac, what he rapped about other than his thug life shit, he also talked about love for women. He also dropped songs like Dear Mama, Brenda's Got a Baby. He dropped, you know, a lot of the songs that we love from Tupac. Plus, he dropped the California Loves. He dropped the Ambitions of a Rider. He did, Changes and all of that. That's so if we talk about, you know, that aspect of them, we can't make that comparison. But as far as what they relate to, what they listening to, that's what it was for that old generation. For this generation, I don't know who else you could say could fill that shoes for this generation right here.
Yeah.
Ski mask music.
But that's what I'm saying.
That irritates me more than when I walk out the office and I see somebody with those fucking ski mask. I really should be watching my words, but with that ski mask, man, you know, y'all don't understand how much that irks me, dude. Like, dude,
trust me, I know.
It is 100 plus outside. Why are you in here with this bright red ass puffer jacket and this ski mask like somebody's looking for you, bro?
Like you from New York or something.
And think about somebody being targeted.
Somebody looking for you, man. Like, it's been since I've been at that school, bro, it's been some weird trends, bro. The bulletproof, well, they ain't even bulletproof vests. They just, they made a fabric, the vests that they used to wear. And that's a ski mask. And it's just.
But you also know. If you look at a lot of these people that listen to music, right? Who are the other artists that we could say can fill that Tupac role or that Jay-Z role? Because if we look at how Kendrick came in 2000, it's like 2009, 2010, and he was there from that. So that was his era of music or whatever. The 2000s to 2010 era, everybody had their own era. So this is their era. This is their time for them to do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna hear Jay-Z and them saying that. All they're gonna say is, you gotta, as if you want to be relevant in today's music, you gotta be willing to adapt to what they're doing now, because they're running shit now. This is their time, this is their era.
Well, just understand that, you know, that everything has a price, and that's also a detriment to the community that you say you love so much.
Mm-hmm.
So When you have rappers in your studio, I ain't gonna call them rappers. When you have
because they're not rapping
dudes in your studio, and they spewing them BS lyrics about stuff, like, I don't understand how a producer can just sit in that chair and look at them through that glass and just listen to them talk about this stuff. It's like,
let me tell you, I cannot serious? And I will not.
I'm just like, bro,
I
like,
refuse
y'all.
To.
I'm like, this ain't awkward to y'all, like.
Nah, but they getting paid. The producers are getting paid. That's why there's so many producers right now, because, bro, you pay me.
I understand.
Me,
right?
I'm just pushing the button. Say less. Say what you want to say. I'm pushing the buttons.
I understand.
Record, mix, master, send out. Just give me my money.
Man, I understand. When they say the music have an impact, yeah, bro. It don't just fall on the rappers themselves. It falls on everybody who let that BS into their studio.
Yeah. Big fact. Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell is going to the Cleveland Cavaliers. My first question, guys, because Utah has now sent Rudy Gobert
They've now gotten rid of Donovan Mitchell. And now they're talking about they're doing a fire sale for Jordan Clarkson, Michael Conley, and Boban Marjanovic. How was your reaction, guys, to Donovan Mitchell going to Cleveland, Steven?
Hey, man, if I'm Mike Conley, I'm still going to bang my head on the Kobe Jackson, man. Like, I don't get it, man. And, like, he does not fit this new scheme whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's Jordan Clarkson, maybe. Boban, no. But he'll fit better than Mike Conley. You know, at this time, man, I think that it was something internal. I'm proud of Utah, though, man. Like, a lot of teams need to take that initiative, you know? If these star players are not getting it done, shit, get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah. And so, I'm glad that they got rid of Rudy. I'm glad that they got rid of Donovan as well. I hate that he went to Cleveland because he really not about to do nothing there. Yeah, so... We'll see, man. I mean, they're still a good team, man. But I don't know, man. I'm not too crazy on Donovan Mitchell myself. So, you know.
Hey, hey, fellas, Steven, how you feel about it, bro?
I was like, damn, man. You still can make a move for this dude.
I know. Hey,
yeah. I mean, I would have liked the move, bro. I don't have a problem with Donnie, man. Oh, him going to Cleveland. I don't know if that changes. I mean, Cleveland was decent last year for what they had. Who was their point guard? Sexton? Colin Sexton?
Garner, yeah.
They traded him, yeah.
He was a part of the package?
Yeah. Yeah, Colin was going to Utah.
See, yeah, I don't know if that really helps them, though. I don't know. I look at this as when Victor Oladipo came to Houston, this is going to be temporary.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because if I'm Donnie... I want to go, you know, like, Donnie has, I ain't going to say he has star ability, but it's something that you can build off of and try to build around, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, true, true, true. Hey, T, you know I got to switch to football with you, man.
Please.
Baker Mayfield came out with a statement. Now, y'all know I love me some Baker Mayfield, bro. From back when he was in college. You know, so he that white boy that he won all the smoke, right? Like, I like that.
He the white boy that the black love.
Yeah. He won all the smoke. The one we needed at any table, right?
Oh, facts. So, Corey Love should have been.
Corey Love, yeah. No offense, Corey Love. But so check this out. So Baker Mayfield was asked. They say you play Cleveland first game of the season, and Baker Mayfield's exact words was, "I'm going to fuck them up."
It's personal. It's personal.
When someone asked Myles Garrett said he better retract those statements.
You know
and,
what?
You know, just given a history of Myles Garrett helmets.
Yes.
He might want to watch out for the helmet.
Yeah.
You know what? Since the Cleveland Browns are in my division, I'm going to go ahead and back up Baker Mayfield on this one. Fuck them. Fuck them. Hey, just make sure, because you used to play for them, so you know how that defense go, and you already know how, you know, at practice, Miles couldn't touch you.
Uh-huh.
Miles couldn't touch you at practice.
Now he can violate you.
You're live. You're live. Just remember Mason Rudolph. So just make sure you come with it. Make sure your tackles is blocking for your blind side. And fuck them up, please, because I need them to be at the bottom of the map.
Sam we Darnold, gotta deal with 16.
What you say?
Sam Darnold, get ready to play.
I can't deal with two Ohio teams at the top two of the AFC North. I can't have it. So just put one of them up there.
Baker Mayfield never been that player to me. So him making a statement like that on to a defensive line, man. Who's probably top three in his position, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're saying, like, oh, I'm going to fuck them up. Like, you have great receivers on your team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are incredible. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey probably going to get injured in the first quarter. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that. I'm drafting tomorrow. Don't say that.
You have no backing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's not
made out of paper mache. You know what I'm saying? So
that was a paper machete.
Yeah, man. Hey. So I just think that he needs to retract the statements, or Sam Darnold will definitely be starting. Or damn it, PJ Walker is gonna have to come in, man.
Hey,
because you know what my main beef is. You know what? If a man say he's better than the team or than somebody playing against, I am for that man wanting that smoke. Hey, like I said, go out there, make sure you bring that helmet, that extra helmet. Make sure you come in and play, and make sure you don't bring your pussy with you, because you're going to get your own knock on your ass. I'm just letting you know right now. This is the AFC North ball. You played it before. You know how this shit go.
Hey, we talking about NFL, though, and we'll end it with this on the wrap. Top 10. Y'all caught the top 100, right?
So for the NFL?
For the NFL. So I'll just figure them out right here. You got one. Mr. 45 himself, Tom Brady.
Okay.
Two, yeah, you had Aaron Donald.
Jeez.
Three, Aaron Rodgers.
Four.
Four, Cooper Kupp. Five, Jonathan Taylor. Six, T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt should have been before Jonathan and before the last two, Jonathan and
Taylor did good,
Cooper
man.
Kupp. He should have been before. Seven, Davante Adams, which I don't know how. Eight, Patrick Mahomes. Nine, Jalen Ramsey.
Yes.
10, Travis Kelce.
Okay.
What's wrong with that list? Y'all saying to some guys that really balled out last year.
But they not top 10, though.
No, I don't
see how they do a top 10 after every season. They are top
10.
Bro, I don't see how Jonathan Taylor was down low. I mean, the dude was the number one offensive player in my opinion.
You know, bro, that's top 10. That's top 10. That's still a very because we
both Westbrook face. What?
Because if we've been honest here,
playoffs,
Cooper Kupp should have been the first offensive player on that list.
Yeah,
no receiver in history ever got a triple crown.
Yeah, but Tom Brady is ranked too high. And Aaron Donald will rank too high.
How the fuck? Brady is where he is. Brady deserves to be where he is. No, he's the only one in this right place.
The reason why Brady is ranked number one is because of who he is. He has no business being number one. Period. That's facts. Y'all don't have the stats from last year to show me that this man deserves to be number one.
So he had 485 completions.
No.
5,316 passing yards. 43 touchdowns. And had 6 interceptions.
And he had an AB walkout.
AB walkout. No.
I just read out his stats.
The man had a better – the man is number one because of his name. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll put T.J. where Aaron Rodgers is.
That ain't fair.
I'll put T.J. number three.
That ain't fair. Now, he was – even though –
Aaron Donald took over T.J. Watt's spot. T.J. Watt should be number two. Aaron Donald has nowhere – no business.
No, sir. No, sir.
No. So look,
Tom Brady is
thing is. So he look, so Aaron Donald had like 10 more tackles than TJ. So he's where he's supposed to be at. TJ Watt just had sacks. So I'll put TJ at number three and put AD at number two. I could do that. I could live with that and be happy.
But then you're fucking over the MVP, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Then just because he hit the ground.
You know what I'm saying? How is this fucking MVP not number one?
That ain't the only time the MVP ain't been number one, man.
That's bullshit, man.
That ain't the only time the MVP ain't been number one.
And then let's be real. The saltine was about to retire, man.
Like, come on, man.
Hey, he had a better passer rating though.
How?
Brady over Rodgers?
Hey, no, but still, who did Rodgers have? He just had Adams. You know what I'm saying?
When did Rodgers ever have anybody? Come on, man. Who did Brady have?
You want me to name it?
He had AB for two games.
Evans, you know, and the other ball.
Oh game. Yeah, Michael Evans.
Well,
yeah.
Brady balled out last year. I don't know enough to put him at number one, though. But he did ball. Like, I put him in the top 10, but not at one though. not at one. I kind of felt that Aaron Rodgers should have been either Aaron Rodgers or Cooper Kupp should have been the first offensive player, and you know, to be top on that list.
That don't make sense, man.
And then people will sit up here and say that Matthew Stafford, you know, he basically, for lack of a better word, favoritized Cooper Kupp. Like he just threw to him all the time. He had a ton of vision. I mean, bro, did y'all see Cooper Kupp's routes, bro? Like the man, he runs crisp routes. Like, and he, I don't think he dropped like what, one pass maybe this season. So. Yeah. No receiver has ever been able to lead in receptions, touchdowns, and yards. So,
yeah.
Yes, that's crazy.
We're going to see if White Boy can keep it up, bro.
What hey, you mean keep it up? You literally can't top that, what he did last year. You can't top that.
Hey, Sterling, who dropped that official 100 list?
This is the official one.
That was on – okay. All right, so never mind. I'm overlooking at CBS. CBS got AD at number one, Aaron Rodgers at two. Pat at three, Josh Allen at four, Cooper Kupp at five, Tom Brady at six, TJ Watt at seven, Trent Williams at eight, Myles Garrett at nine, and Jalen Ramsey at 10.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I said, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I said, shit was real. Julian Edelman, if you ask me.
I'm dead. Julian Edelman, what the heck? Hey, who y'all most excited to see going into next season?
Whew.
What team are you excited to see?
I know I say this every year, but I'm ready to see how we do without Ben.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how we do.
I ain't gonna lie to everybody.
Because they kept Mason, and they got Kenny Pickett at number two, and then they got Mitch Trubisky at three.
Kenny Pickett about to take over y'all team.
But that's the route that they want him to go, and they want him to take that Big Ben route.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I'm not going to be upset, you know, if they do give him the starting role early. I just wouldn't do it. But I'm going to be upset about it, though. You know?
I think that's why they kept Mason and having Mason go run that QB1.
Hey, can you hear me?
See how you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
Hey, yeah, bro. So, I think y'all should protect y'all when did y'all pick Kenny?
This year.
The first round?
Yeah.
I think y'all should protect that draft pick. You feel me? Because that O-line is going to get him murdered. You feel me?
Oh, we know this.
This shit bad, dude. I mean, don't get me started on that line. Don't get me started on that line, bro.
Trubisky don't even realize he's getting David Carr.
Y'all O-line is a problem.
That line, though.
Bro, it's always a problem.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Really,
it's bro, he got worse.
It's the tackles. It's really the tackles, to be honest.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Good luck, though.
They cleaned up the interior.
Anxious to see what they did not clean up the interior. They're doing.
I mean, Chooks.
On paper.
And Dotson. I like Dotson. But Kendrick Green, I'm sorry. He got to go. I was excited they drafted him from Illinois, but he gotta go.
Said it ain't working. It ain't working.
He getting blown up every play. He gotta go.
So he gotta go. That's a wrap.
I think they got his backup on retainer though.
Yeah. He's still on retainer. Got that backup on that retainer, man. Shit. What oh yeah. Hey Steve, I gotta rub to your face. Trevon Diggs is 23, man.
Y'all on?
Trevon Diggs is number 23 on the top 100.
Yes, sir.
Dang, 23 years old and he number
23? No, I'm talking about he's 23. Like, didn't he have the best season last year?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Damn.
And then Mekhi Parsons is number 16. What is
it? I thought he was Stephon Diggs.
Oh, you ain't got to worry about that, bro. You got to worry about that.
This is bullshit, man.
Wait, my
That's because he's a roll tide, man. You know, he roll tide.
Was number 16.
No, you ain't got to worry about Michael Parsons, bro. You got to worry about
get no love in the NFL, man. Come on.
Michael Parsons is going to be a top five defensive player for the next three, 4 years to come, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe even longer.
He a problem.
That kid scares me. I ain't even lie to y'all.
I told y'all, watch out for Michael Parsons. Didn't I tell you?
You didn't tell me a damn thing. I watched that Penn State.
This was like, hey, this reminded me when you told me, yeah, Chase Claypool, yeah. Y'all watch out for him.
Claypool gonna be on the Jets next season.
Let me take it off and shout and be like, yeah, Claypool gonna be nice, but Claypool gonna be nice.
Baby looks stupid, fool. Bro, I hyped up Claypool to everybody, dog. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
He just having a little rookie year slump, bro. It's okay. He gonna jump back.
Like that's why I'm kind of quiet on George Pickens, bro. Like I see it. I see the potential, but I can't do him like I did Claypool. I gotta see that work first. Nice.
Cause I like what you did for like what I did for Claypool too. I also did with Juju. Like I thought Juju was gonna pick up that slack that AB left.
You know what though? I ain't even mad at you.
He probably gonna go off with Pat though. He probably gonna have